This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today had a telephonic conversation with French President Emmanuel Macron. The Prime Minister's office said that both the leaders exchanged views on the ongoing efforts for a peaceful resolution of conflict in Ukraine and the West Asia region. It said that Prime Minister Modi reiterated India's consistent support for a peaceful resolution of the conflicts and early restoration of peace and stability. It added that the leaders also reviewed progress in the bilateral cooperation agenda, including in areas of trade, defense, civil nuclear cooperation, technology and energy. It further said President Macron also conveyed support for early conclusion of the free trade agreement between India and the EU. Parliament has passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. Moving the bill, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, online money gaming has become a public health menace.
Online money games, jiske karan samaj mein aur visheshkar madhyam vargiya yuvaon mein badi samasya bankar ubhra hai. Addiction ho jata hai, parivar ki bachat isme chali jati hai. Kareeb kareeb ek anuman hai ki 45 crore log iski chapet mein aa chuke hain. 20,000 crore rupaye se zyada राशि हमारे मध्यम वर्गीय परिवारों के मेहनत की कमाई इसमें नष्ट हो गई है. ऑनलाइन मनी गेमिंग आज एक पब्लिक हेल्थ रिस्क बन चुका है माननीय उपसभापति महोदय.
The monsoon session of Parliament has concluded with the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha being adjourned sine die today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla informed the House today that during the session, 14 government bills were introduced and a total of 12 bills were passed. He said a two-day special discussion was held on Operation Sindoor, concluding with the reply of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A special discussion was initiated on the achievements of India's space program. He said a total of 419 start questions were included in the agenda for this session, but due to continuous pre-planned disruptions, only 55 questions could be taken for oral reply. Mr. Birla expressed displeasure over the loss of time due to disruptions. In the Rajya Sabha also, a similar scenario prevailed before the House was adjourned sine die. Today, in the Upper House, the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill were referred to a joint committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the monsoon session of Parliament was extremely fruitful for the country and the government. Briefing media at the Parliament House after the completion of the session in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said that many new MPs were not allowed to speak in the Parliament and the opposition itself is responsible for that. He criticized the opposition, saying that they disrupted the House a lot and did not participate in the scheduled time for discussion. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov reviewed the entire gamut of India-Russia bilateral relations during their meeting in Moscow today. In a joint press briefing after the talks, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that relations between India and Russia have been among the steadiest of the major relationships of the world after the Second World War. He added that geopolitical convergence, leadership contacts and popular sentiments remain key drivers of India-Russia partnership. Railways has decided to operate more than 12,000 special trains for the convenience of the passengers during the festivals of Diwali and Chhath. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw also announced that passengers undertaking onward journeys between 13th and 26th October and return journeys between 17th November and 1st December will be offered a 20% discount on return tickets. And the Indian men's air rifle team of Arjun Babuta, Rudraksh Patil and Kiran Jadhav clinched the gold in men's 10-meter air rifle today at the Asian Shooting Championships in Kazakhstan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.